Recording in progress. Thank you, Alexa, for letting me record this session today.
Hi, Alexandra. You're welcome.
As usual, if you feel by the end of our session that you don't want me to keep this recording for my ICF purposes, you let me know and I will just delete it.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Worries.
You're welcome.
How do you come in our session today?
I'm coming really excited. Remember in our last session, I was telling you about my acceptance towards my, I don't know if you remember, my dad's wife, Marta, and it all worked really well. So I'm really breathing in, reminding myself that not everybody's equal, the same, not equal, but like the same, I mean, sorry. I'm really happy because I managed to have conversations with her without feeling frustrated afterwards until October when they come to visit us. So thank you so much for our last session. It worked so far. I'll let you know if I kind of like hobble every now and then with her. But yeah, so far I'm really, really happy.
Congratulations then for this progress and for taking a moment to acknowledge your own progress.
Thank you.
So happy, excited. And breathing in.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. The exercise.
The exercise, indeed. What do you want to focus on today?
I was waiting for that question. So, with Marta, everything is okay with saying no. Mm-hmm. So I do, as I said, I am capable of saying no in this situation with her. And I remember that, you know, we're not the same, that we come from different backgrounds, and that kind of maintains me centered. However, at work, it doesn't feel quite the same. So I feel like my learning with you in our last session works at the personal level, but I seem to hobble a little bit in at work. In a sense that we had our reviews, our quarterly reviews, the one-to-one feedbacks, and I had to do it with my team. And I had to say, had to give feedback to someone. I didn't have to say no, but I had to give feedback. Mm. And I don't know if they're the same or not, but I had to, but the feeling was the same, the feeling of guilt after. So I had to give this wonderful person, she's absolutely the most loving, caring, professional, beautiful person ever. I truly, really admire her. But I had to give her a constructive feedback. And then I feel very kind of bad, the same as I did with Marta. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to explore that, Alexandra, to respond to your question. What am I bringing? I'm bringing this sensation of not feeling good afterwards. Mm. Yeah.
So this feeling of not feeling good afterwards, you would like to explore. Uh-huh. And although it was working with Marta, I feel, and you managed to integrate the fact that we are not all the same, you humble at work.
Uh-huh.
Discover this through this one-on-one feedback that you gave to your the person of the team. And when you're smiling.
I am, but I think it's a nervous smile because I feel it here in my chest, that sensation of not feeling very well about it. Mm. I think it's rather a nervous smile, sorry.
It's interesting because you're saying sorry for the feeling that you're feeling.
I think I'm saying sorry because I don't know if I'm easy to read, because I realize when you said you're smiling and I realize that my smile doesn't really match my worry inside, and I just feel like I would like to explain more of it, how, you know, that truly this is important for me. But I'm laughing because I think it's nervous laughter a little bit, you know, trying to kind of like hide something I don't like, maybe. I don't know, that was a good thing. I don't know why I said I'm sorry. Yeah.
In what way might this be important for you today?
Well, it is important because you know, I've got this new team, so I need to really move forward with their quarterly feedbacks. I mean, that's going to be an ongoing process, and it's important because I need to be able to give that feedback and support people, you know, grow. For me, it's really important. But I don't want to feel this bad every time I do it, you know. I want it to feel like business as usual so that I can do my work. I'm a leader. I shouldn't really feel the way, I suppose so, but I shouldn't really feel bad for giving feedback that it's meant to help us. I mean, that's what they trained us, you know. Feedback is a way to learn. Feedback is not to criticize. And so it's important that my team grows. It's important that I'm a leader that supports the growth of the team. Yeah. And I want to be able to do it without feeling bad.
I remember from our previous discussions that this feeling of growing and contributing to others' learning is one thing that is important for you. And I hear I would like to do it without feeling bad. How would you like to feel?
Interesting you mentioned growth. It's true. It's growth and learning. It's, yeah, they are kind of like center pillars for me. I like to feel that I contribute. I like to feel that I support and contribute. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this feeling of guilt that it's showing up with the feeling inside of your chest, how is this connected with contribute and support?
Good question, because they seem parallel universes in a way.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like feeling guilty supports contribution. It's like a mismatch a little bit, no? I think it's like a bit like, if I want to contribute, I should feel good about giving feedback, not so guilty. Yet here I am talking to you about it.
And you're smiling again.
Yeah, I can't help it when I get nervous. See, I think I get nervous when I say things, but I know that they shouldn't be like that. Nice one, yeah.
How should
they? Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. I should feel normal in saying these things. I should feel like I'm contributing, and that should make me feel proud.
Should feel contributing, normal, and proud. So do I hear that by exploring this feeling of guilt, you would want to replace it with contributing, normal, and proud?
It's so right that I just needed to write it down. It is, yeah. Contributing, normal, proud. Yes. I wanted to write these three words, but I like them.
Would that be the focus of our session today?
It is. Yes. No, yes. Thank you. Thank you for putting the right words, you know, in the right place. Yes. So what I want, yes. So what I want is, I like it to help me to feel that I'm contributing rather than feeling guilty, that this is normal for me rather than feel like, oh my God, you know, something. To feel proud of the fact that I can do that instead of feeling fear. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
right? So I never realized that the other side of the coin of proud is actually, but it's true. I feel like, I think that I feel fear for not upsetting people. I don't like upsetting people.
Fear of not upsetting people is on the other side of the coin of feeling proud.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the proper, like, I'm not scared to such an extent to stop me from doing it, but it's a worry that I might, let's call it a worry. I think it sounds a bit lighter. So I'm not scared to, because I know I've been scared before and I wasn't talking and I overcame that. So when I was scared, I wasn't saying it actually.
Okay.
Now I do say it, but there's the worry afterwards. 12 o'clock last night, I was talking to my husband. Do you think she got upset? Do you think she felt offended? Do you think she... So that's this worry after. So I manage. I'm proud of myself because I managed to do it. But then it's like a pattern of thought in my head, like a worry. Let's say worry. I'm going to delete fear here. I'm going to put worry for how I made her feel. Yeah, that's actually what bothers me. The aftermath.
The aftermath of upsetting them.
Yes, the aftermath of doing it and then analyzing what I did. Did I say it all right? Do you think she got upset? Do you think she got it bad? Do you think she's feeling bad? Do you think that she understood I did it for love and good intention? Do you think that she feels... Like, that's what I was asking last time, my husband, you know, and he doesn't know her, but he was like, I think you did. I said, I don't know. Do you not have a session tomorrow? I think 12 o'clock at night, we were having dinner because here is very hot. And at one stage, he said, do you not have a session tomorrow? Why don't you tell this to your coach?
Well, thank you to your husband then for pushing this into our session today.
Yeah.
How is this pattern of worry linked with this same feeling of guilt that you were mentioning related to Martha or related to this situation?
I think it is. It's a very, very good remark there because it's the same worry. So I do it with Martha, I say no. And then I worry, it's the after. In the feedback that I give to my team, I say it, and then it's the after.
It's the after.
That's exactly, I think that it's the after that bothers me really. Whereas if you're, I don't know if you remember, I was working on how can I say it. Now I say it, but there's an after that comes like that.
So sounds that it's coming on levels. The first level was managing to overcome this already saying it. And at that moment, it was the fear of saying it. Now is the next level of saying it and worry of how might they take it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is. It is. You're right. It's getting lighter, but it's still in there.
So if we focus on this aftermath, what would you like to take away by the end of our session?
I'd like to kind of maybe understand a bit, look again at it, like not again because we never spoke about the aftermath, but like look a bit into it and understand what makes me want to go what makes me think and rethink what I did? Is I nearly questioning, or no, it's not questioning, because I know, I think it's much more, it's understand, why am I so worried afterwards? Just a bit of understanding. I think if you always helped me, every time I understood something, I felt like I got closer to feeling different about things. So if I can understand what makes me worry afterwards, 12 o'clock at night talking about it with my husband, that's going to be a huge step to calm down.
What makes you worried?
Yes, what makes me worry after I see things? Mm-hmm. Why my mind is still, it's like a broken tape. Phew, phew, plays it and plays it afterwards. And I'd like to understand, why am I replaying it?
Okay. Why are you replaying the broken plate?
Yes, it's like a cassette, you know, those that we used to have, and it's rewind, it's like over and over in my head.
How we will know that you have this understanding of what makes you worried, of what makes the cassette playing over and over?
I know, because I will understand what makes me press the button to go back. Like, there's, I know, I feel it, Alexandra. I feel it inside me. I don't know what it is, but I feel that I'm going with my own finger and press the replay button, right?
Okay.
So as soon as I understand why I go and press that replay, why do I press the button?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be super liberating.
Okay.
And then maybe we can, after that, I don't know if we're going to have time today, or maybe we talk about how can I come to a strategy not to replay, but I need to understand what makes me go and put the mm-hmm. finger on the button.
Okay. So it sounds that today your finger is disconnected from the prefrontal cortex.
Yes. It's like an automatic, exactly. This is so good. Exactly. It's like an automatic. The finger goes without me thinking. It's true. It's just this hand going.
So we are trying to find out what makes this automating finger going and pressing the...
Yes!
Yes, you're very convinced.
Yes, I am. That's what I want.
Where would you like to go first in this understanding of the automated finger?
I want to dive into the worry for how others feel. I put this sentence down, worry for how I make her feel. And it's straight into my eyeballs. I can see it just here. You know, here on my notebook. And I feel that it has to do a lot with this worry for how they feel.
Mm-hmm. What does this worry make to your eyeballs?
You know the snake from the Jungle Book, that they, when it goes into trance and it's like a hypnotic round circles going. it's like hypnotizing me to want to go and look over and over into it.
Okay. So this sentence, how do I make other feels, creates a hypnotic feeling on your eyes.
Yes. Yes. I would say like dragged. Wanting to go and look again and again and again. And I don't know how to look at it. And I turn it upside down, turn again. And I still don't seem to understand.
Okay. So I see on Alexa turning things and having in front of her this sentence on the notebook, how do I make other feels that are creating the hypnotic circles? And while she's doing that, she's asking herself, well, how can I turn it? What perspective do I need to take so that I can understand? Because sounds like the Alexa that is hypnotized cannot understand what is happening over there. Would that be correct to say?
That you just spot on. Yes, you hit the nail. And I don't know if you can see, but one word just so resonated with me when you said perspective. Can you see? I put it down here. Mm-hmm. And I said perspective. Yes, I think that what I'm looking at is I'm trying to find a perspective, an angle from which I can actually wrap my idea around, my head around the idea of how do I make others feel? Why is that? You know, I need a perspective. I need the right angle to see mm-hmm. what's going on inside that worry.
The perspective, the right angle to see how to look at this worry. What do you think would be my best contribution today to look at this perspective?
Maybe encourage me to dive in the worry. Maybe push me a bit.
Push you to dive in the worry?
Yes, push me in the water, yeah.
Okay. Anything else than pushing you in the water?
Like, always tell me what you see if I don't see something. If it looks like I'm not seeing something, please just tell me. If there's something that I'm not aware of, that really, really helps me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put you in the water. Tell you if I see something that I might think that you don't see and check in.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when you told me about pushing you in the water, the first thing that came to me was worry. You know, how can I push somebody in the water? And I just want to check in with you if you know how to swim before I push you in the water.
I do know. I've got my flippers on.
You got to-
I'm ready.
What do you think that is keeping you today from diving in this water?
Maybe the worry about the worry that I might find something there. That I might find something, or I don't know. I think that, no, to be honest, I think, you know, I don't think I'm worried about the worry. I feel that I'm ready for it. I'd rather I would say that I don't know where to swim, which direction. I mean, I know that there are loads of beautiful things out down there, mm-hmm. but I don't really know. I need some guidance, like, where should I look first, you know? I feel that it's so big. It's like the bottom of the ocean, right? And there are so many coral reefs and things down there that you don't know really. You don't have a guide, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't, I mean, okay, I might see a coral reef, but if you don't know that that's a coral reef, you might think it's a tree, so... Maybe that's why I don't do it on my own, because I don't really know how to look at things on my own.
Okay. So you see this ocean, you see the corals, and you might be hesitant of diving in because you don't know where to look on your own first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we are together, where do you feel like looking first together?
God. Into the, oh my God, sorry, I just blocked a little bit because I saw something down there in the water that I never saw before. The importance that I give to the relationship. So I think that we need to look at the relationship, that the importance, because it looks like I don't want to, my worry for how I make others feel is because I don't want to destroy the good relationship we're having. Mm-hmm. If it makes sense, but it's so important to me. Relationships are so important for me that I don't want to risk that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So by looking at this, what we have in front of us, you saw that inside there's this importance you give to relationships. And I remember this is something that you mentioned previously in our conversations. Yeah. And you don't want to destroy now those good relationships. You don't want to risk the relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So would you like to dive in on your own and me watching from the surface, or do you want the two of us to dive in and explore what's in there?
I can go on my own, but you watch.
Watch and you report to the base.
Yes. Pull me out of there if you see that I don't have oxygen anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might come back every now and then for help, but I think that I'm good. I think I'm good, yeah.
Okay. What just happened now? Because I saw was more hesitancy.
It's a bit of disappointment. I can't believe within myself, as I can't believe that I worked so hard on this idea of, you know, relationship with you until now, on this value. I managed now to stop sacrificing myself for others, like draining myself down for others. But it looks like, to a certain extent, it still kind of like hunts my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back to the same point. Not really to the same point. It's a different perspective. But I'm still talking about the value I give to relationships, which actually hunts my mind in the aftermath of things. Mm-hmm. So in a way, I'm proud of myself because I managed to, until now, and thank you so much for helping me along this journey. Now I actually go ahead and say things and I do things. I don't sacrifice my own self for others, but it looks like I thought it was closed, this chapter of the relationship, but I realized that I just see it very clear. The water is very clear now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I stopped. It probably wasn't a hesitance. It was like, wow, I don't need to dive. I can see it better from here, from the top.
Okay. So you can see better to this clear water that it's about relationships and it's about the importance that you give to relationships.
Yes. Yeah. I see better from the top rather than diving in, because I can see the whole bottom. Mm-hmm. And that's this coral that is called the relationships that I keep staring at. And I can see how entangled it is in my head. Mm-hmm. You know, like most of it doesn't have nodes anymore. But it seems like this little glitch that I'm having still comes from the need of not destroying the relationship that now is in the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm.
What happens now to the snake?
No, I'm not. Wow, it's a good question because it's clearer. Mm-hmm. I don't have this obsessive need to move. You know, I don't hallucinate anymore. I would rather say that now I have my snorkeling glasses on. So it's not anymore like hypnotic kind of what is it, and that, you know, addiction to what is it. I would say that now it's not snake anymore, it's like snorkeling glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the bottom with a lot of clarity now. Yeah. Much, yeah. Not blur anymore.
Looking at the bottom with the snorkeling glasses.
Yeah, because with the snake eyes, it was quite wavy, blurred, and now it's pretty mm-hmm. clear. It's this relationship that the importance. I still give too much importance.
Mm. So do I hear that this is the answer to the what makes me worried? Yes. What makes your mind kind of replay like a cassette over and over?
Oh my God, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes.
Mm.
I still don't have the balance between me important, you important. You remember when we were talking about it? You were more, people that were more, much more important. When we were talking about the balance, the one side was hanging more than me. They were always heavier than me. They were much more important than myself. Now it's much better, the balance, as I said. But I still feel like I've just realized today that I thought that the balance was even. You know, like I'm equally as important as you are. But it looks like in the aftermath, no, I still need to put some weight on myself. And so, yes, and yes. This is exactly the reason for why my finger keeps pressing, because it's so integrated, this relationship in me. It's so in the background, it's a background noise that I wasn't aware. The reason for I wasn't aware is because I thought that you and I closed this chapter with relationship before. I thought it was, the balance was even, but it's not yet that even as I thought it was. And yes, yeah.
Yeah. So now that you understand what creates this automatic finger to go and press the button, what do you want to do with this?
Gosh, I can't believe we're going into the same thing. I want to put some more weight on me again. I want to understand the fact that what I'm doing is for a good reason.
You want to put weight and you want to understand that this is for a good reason?
Yes, like the feedback that I'm giving to people, it's because I have a good intention, but it, you know, I know it from my head. Now that we're talking, because it doesn't seem like I knew it before. Last night at 12 o'clock, I didn't remember that I was doing it for a good reason. So it looks like I'm not getting this in my head, or I don't seem to have it in me naturally. When I talk to you, for some reason, I don't know what our conversations are doing to me, but I remember these things like, you know, I remember I do it for a good reason. I remember that. I remember I have no bad intentions for people. I don't give feedback as they taught me in training to criticize them. So when I talk to you now, I'm capable of remembering, as I said, I don't know what you're doing to me or our conversations or something. I remember, but I don't seem to remember it last night.
Yeah. If you would have remembered last night, what would have made to you?
Sleep better.
Okay.
Not having to spend my dinner, my lovely dinner with my husband by the beach with my two little dogs, thinking about the feedback I was giving. I was still at work rather than eating my sardines. That's stupid. I mean, it prevents me from, you know, spirituality is very important for me. So I realized that instead of being present in here and now, which was, it's what I do with my mindfulness, I'm training my brain to stay in the here and now. And instead of being present, having my sardines, I'm back at work, revisiting what I've been doing 10 millions of times in my head. And also it's, I would, what would be different? It would be different about the relationship with my husband, because I think I drove him mad. As he said, do you not have a session tomorrow with Alexandra? So now thinking back, I realized that probably I made him, you know, he was fed up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make him feel like that, you know, it's not fair. He has his own work and his own problems. I mean,
How would you want to feel?
I want to feel free of my mind, free, spacious. And present.
You want to have your mind free, spacious, and present instead of having the guilt, the noise, the worry, the whole aftermath. You want to feel contributing, normal and proud.
Alexandra, it cut off a little bit, and I just wanted to, if you could please just repeat, I heard the contribution, the guilt or something like that, but I couldn't hear the full question, if you don't mind. Can you ask again, please?
I said you would like to feel free, spacious and present, contributing, normal and proud, instead of worrying, feeling guilt in this aftermath when the finger is going and is pressing the button.
Yeah, got that. Yes, that's exactly, that describes exactly my whole long chat. That's what I want. Yes.
Just to check in with you, how do you feel we are advancing in this conversation today?
As I said, I don't know how you're doing it or what you're doing, but I feel that you are helping me so much clarify my mind. It's super clear, Alexandra. Thank you so much. I better than I hoped. I do really understand why this bothers me. How do I make others feel? And I do understand my worry fully now. I do understand fully that. Thank you so much. There's no doubt in it.
What are you learning about yourself in understanding this worry?
That I need to go. I don't know how to say it. I learned. Do you know what I learned? I learned what we were talking before. Self-compassion is still not yet fully practiced. Adding more weight on my side of the scale, on my balance, you know, self-compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And through self-compassion that I forget about my good intention.
Okay. So self-compassion and remembering your good intention and adding some more weight on your balance in this mm-hmm. aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
What could be a next thing you could do related to this self-compassion and balance and adding things on your side?
I need to practice more of that. I need to I need to remind myself, the best thing I can do to myself is remind myself about my intention. I think that this is the key, Alexandra. I think that the key is I forget, because you made me realize today that as soon as I remembered with you that the intention was not bad, instantly my heart just felt more spacious. I didn't feel that in my heart anymore, this sensation, as soon as I remember my intention. And so what I want to do now is to remind myself about my intention every time I give feedback. My intention is to do good. I am responsible for my intention, as we spoke before. I am responsible for my intention. If my intention is good, and I know I want them to grow and I want to help them, and that's the purpose of my feedback, this is it. I have to stick with this. I want to stick with this idea. I want to focus on intention.
Okay. So you want to remind yourself that you're responsible for your intention, which is to grow and to help. And you want to practice more of that reminder. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Yes. I will remind myself of that. Yes. I'm just putting it down. Intention is to grow and help. Yes.
Mm. How could you do that moving forward?
You know what? You know what? It never occurred to me before. But these feedback sessions are actually planned. So it's not something that's spontaneous. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to do is I'm going to put a reminder. This is the best thing because I don't feel like I've got it integrated. Because look, I don't have it integrated, because last night it didn't come to me, the intention. That's the proof. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think I need to practice them until I integrate them, you know, like what I do with mindfulness, like, or my meditation. It's a lot of practice until it becomes a habit. So what I want to do is, in these feedback sessions, the rest of them that I need to give, yes, this is it. I'm going to put a reminder in my calendar, not in the original reminder, because otherwise people are going to see it as well, but 5 minutes before, or half an hour before, I'm going to put the reminder, your intention is to grow and help, and I'll know what that means. So that will help me that before I jump into the feedback session, in the one-to-one, I remember to establish a mindset that, you know, my focus is, your intention is to help people grow. If your intention is to help, you don't have a bad intention. So beforehand, remind myself, do you see what I mean? And that's going to really help me, because I know I'm stepping in there with a lot of respect towards myself for this good purpose that I have. It's nothing bad, so I shouldn't feel bad for anything, because I know that my intention is to help them grow.
Mm. What would you say that is a perspective that you gained in our conversation?
The perspective that I am responsible for my intention, and that balances the scale. Yes. My responsibility about how I make others feel stands in the intention, not in how they choose to feel about what I'm saying. Wow. Cool. I like that. Yes, I put this one down because I want to put this phrase, my responsibility is how I make other people feel, in how I make other people feel, stand in my good intention, not in how they choose to feel. That's going to go in my reminder.
There is a very high energy when you're saying this.
I feel really good. I honestly, truly feel super good about it. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've decided that, you know, that's, yeah.
It sounds very convincing.
Yes. I decided for myself to do that. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I deserve that, you know.
You've deserved that.
Yes, I deserve that. Yes, I deserve this to myself. I'm a good person, you know. After I put the sentence down, I realized that actually a new perspective would be that I'm actually a good person. I'm not mean. I don't mean to make them suffer, but it's their choice, you know, in the end. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When you mentioned about pointing to something that I might not see, well, that is something that I do see in front of me, and you just pointed out alone that you are a good person.
Thank you.
And a very spacious person.
Thank you.
How do we land now at the end of our conversation?
The land was very smooth. And very good and very peaceful. Thank you so much. Very, very peaceful. I'm super happy with my perspective. Yes.
New perspective. So the peacefulness, yes, is replacing a little bit this feeling of guilt from the beginning of our conversation.
What guilt?
Ooh.
I even forgot about it, to be honest. I'm super, yeah, super chill, kind of like really, there's a lot of silence now. I'm not hearing anything anymore, yeah. It's really good. It feels very good. Thank you so much, honestly.
How's the ocean?
Thank you so much. Beautiful. It's like the Indian, you know, the Indian Ocean with lots of colored fishes. Swimming.
You mentioned at one moment that this coral of relationship is the one that was entangled over there. Does anything change in this entanglement during our session today?
How funny you're asking, because I actually, when I said fishes, I actually saw them swimming freely through it. Like, no, it was just, you know, like when you see them in those National Geographic or the planet, you know, with the documentaries, it's just like moving slowly, peacefully, and it's got fish and things, colors, it's all good, it's all beautiful, and there's a lot of kind of like a breezy ocean, it's got a nice flow to it.
A breezy ocean. Yes. Anything else to add to our conversation today in this breezy ocean?
Nothing, Alexandra. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate all your help. And yeah, and for calming my demons down.
Thank you, yeah, for your honesty and for your openness, like always in our conversations. Is it still okay for me to keep this recording today?
Absolutely, yes. Make it public there. That's going to help me get more commitment towards myself, that my responsibility is how, in my intention, not how they feel.
How would that bring you more commitment?
Well, since it's not the best kept secret anymore and it's out there, imagine that the whole world will know about me. No excuses anymore.
Definitely not the whole world will know about this. Probably if you let it out in the universe, will come back resonating, will help the play that is going over and over again, will be a new song playing.
Yeah, it's like a background now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let me just stop the recording. Thank you so much.